It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources. Utah's source for exclusive access and insights behind the news. Here's the opinion page editor of the Deseret News, Boyd Matheson, on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back, everyone, to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. I am Boyd Matheson, opinion editor at the Deseret News. It is great to be with you today. And again, a lot going on, a lot happening out there. You want to make sure you stay with KSL. 12:30 today, we'll have the Utah Coronavirus Call-In with Jeff Kaplan. Continued opportunity for you to have your questions answered on what's going on in your world as it relates to the coronavirus updates. It is a critical time, and so make sure you stay with us. 12:30 with Jeff Kaplan special today. All right. As promised, I wanted to get to my conversation with BYU head basketball coach Mark Pope. Some of you may remember I actually got to interview Coach Pope on the first day he was on the job. So just shortly after he was announced as the head basketball coach, and he was doing the interview from his office, and he was sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear this big snap, and he had broken his chair. he's tall. He's a big guy. He broke the chair, but without missing a beat, he launched into this beautiful lesson. He says, you know, we're going to break stuff around here. We're going to find what's not working. We're going to break it and make it better. We're going to find stuff that is working. We're going to break it and we're going to make it better. And so I had a good ribbing with him to remind him that, and he reminded me that he has a new chair that fits him very well. And he did do some extraordinary things in an amazing run. During the BYU basketball season, they broke a lot of things, they fixed a lot of things, and they built something really extraordinary. I had the chance to sit down and have a distanced conversation over the phone with Coach Pope, talk about the season, lessons learned, leadership, and what happened. And I want to share with you just a portion of this conversation. You can hear the entire conversation on my podcast, Therefore What, that you can pick up anywhere you get your podcast, Therefore What. And a great interview, 30 minutes with Coach Pope that will change the way you look at the world. He's awesome. But we talked in particular about some of the challenges. We kind of called it the March Sadness part of the program, where he went through kind of the emotions. What happened is they went from this great string, this great run, beat Gonzaga, moving up the national polls, and then coronavirus. And then it looks like the tournament might be delayed. It might not have fans there, and then went from bad to absolutely worse. But I asked him first, tell me what was going on inside of you as all of this was taking on.
Yeah, well, at first, I'm equally as emotional as my players, right? So we kind of share that together. I don't know if that's good coaching, but we're in this together. And certainly there have been moments in this process in the last few weeks where, you know, I think I felt as devastated or more devastated than my guys, which is crazy because this is their one shot.
So talking about that one shot for those seniors, again, they hadn't been to the March Madness since Jimmer days. And so then I said, let's walk through it. Walk me through the details of what happened, when you found out, and then what came next.
We heard the news. We were actually meeting as a team. Ironically, we were meeting. We were about to go out on the practice floor. Guys were taped and in their practice gear. We're in the film room. We had watched a couple clips on concepts we were going to work on that day, and then we had prepared a five-slide educational PowerPoint on the coronavirus, actually, so our guys could speak, you know, in some sort of educated way on it. And we were in the middle of doing that presentation. I was sharing that information with the team, and my assistant coach, Cody Feger, waved his phone in front of my face and with the announcement that the tournament had been canceled. You know, we had been hoping desperately that they would hold it with no fans, and then when that looked like it wasn't promising, and it all happened so fast over the course of the next 16 hours, we were hoping desperately that they would postpone. So we at least have a chance. And then when it came out, straight cancellation, it was hit for us.
Again, that's Coach Mark Pope from BYU. So that's how it played out. They're there. They're in the film room. They're getting ready to go out and practice. They're gearing up for March Madness. And they get the news that, no, it's not just going to be postponed. March Madness is done. It has been canceled for 2020. Now, this is the segment that you need to take some notes on. Get a pen and paper out. This is worth noting here, as Coach Pope is going to take you through what I think is a life lesson extraordinaire that we all should begin applying immediately. And so I asked him, so what happened next? How did you deal with it? How did you help your team deal with this kind of change, this kind of devastating news?
We fully understand the really, really awful global life and death implications of this on the world, right? The truth is that most of the time this team teaches me all the important lessons. What we've spent some time talking about is what we talked about with all those other little things that came up during the course of the season. We always talk about the game is always just asking you one question. It's asking you one question during the course of the game, after a win, after a loss. All the game cares about is how are you going to respond? And you can just as well insert life in there. Life doesn't really care about how you're feeling or what happened before. Life wants to know what is your answer to whatever you just experienced, whether it was the greatest moment of your life or the worst, whether it was greatest victory or the toughest loss, right? And this team did it over and over and over and over again this season. And then, of course, their biggest seemingly irretrievable challenge was the cancellation of this tournament. And in this case, when you don't have another day to compete, when you don't get to have another game, it can be so disorienting. So the other thing we talk about is like when you can't see ahead, when things don't make sense, you have to just keep putting one foot in front of the other until things become clear, right? You got to just keep working and keep fighting and keep trying.
That's BYU head basketball coach Mark Pope, my interview with him from late last week. And I love this concept that he talked about, that the game, meaning the game of basketball, only asks one question. How will you respond? And he went through this in great detail. He said, you know, if you miss five shots in a row, the only thing the game cares about is how will you respond? How will you do on the sixth shot? If you get a couple of bad calls, only thing the game is going to ask, how are you going to respond to that? You have a great win, how do you respond? A terrible loss, how do you respond? And then again, going back to this whole idea of that life is just going to ask us one question, and that is, how will you respond? And so we've talked about this in my house. You know, I've got a son who's missing high school dances and a chance to go abroad and do some service in the summer. And those things are gone. But the only thing life's going to ask is, how will you respond? And I believe that's the ultimate test. When we're faced with a challenge, when we're faced with difficulties, what are we going to do? How will we respond? That's the question. That's the only question. How will we respond? How do we respond in good times? How do we respond in bad times? And when things go wrong, as we know they will, what do? Do we murmur or do we ponder? Do we buy into the group griping and the pity parties and the woe is me and this is so awful, this is so bad, this is so terrible? Or do we respond, like Coach Pope was talking about, do we respond and find the opportunity in that moment? And I think that's really the test of the country. We talked about this last week, bounceability. It's not how high you soar that matters. It's how high you bounce when you hit bottom. And it's a bounceability moment for our country and for all of us here in the state of Utah, across the country, and around the world. That is the only question that matters. And I really appreciate Coach Mark Pope taking some time with us to share his insight on the only question that matters. How will you respond to good things? How will you respond to adversity and challenging things? Great test. Don't miss it. You can hear this podcast, which Kellyanne will get posted a little later on today on KSLradio.com or on our app. Or you can always get the full interview on my Therefore What podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we're going to go ahead and step aside for a final break. When we come back, I'm going to share with you some really interesting things from a group of singers from Tennessee and what they did to show their bounceability and make a difference in their community. Stay with us here on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.